Hey, Christmas fans, Pat Byrne here from WFMU's Prove It All Night. Happy to once again be part of John Solomon's 25-hour Christmas Marathon. This year, I wanted to share a special Christmas story from a character I came across over the last 12 months. He's a native son of New Jersey, and his place of origin is actually not far from Princeton's WPRB, the Pine Barrens. He's a naturalist, survivalist, man of nature, conspiracy theorist, men's rights activist, and so much more. So please lend your ears to someone who's become a favorite character from the Prove It All Night show. Here's the one and only John Trenton with a special Christmas tale, The Pines Before Christmas.
'Twas the pines before Christmas, when all through the trees creatures were stirring, you could even hear bees. My stocking was hung by the fire with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would show up, maybe wrestle a bear. The squirrels were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of chestnuts danced in their heads, and my rifle and her blanket and I in my coonskin cap had just settled my brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the brush there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my camp to see what was the matter. Away to a bush I ran like a beaver, reached into my jacket and took out my cleaver. The moonlight came through pine trees aglow, gave the luster of midday to objects in the snow, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but an old bearded man, and on his head antlers from a deer. He spoke in tongues so lively and quick, I couldn't quite tell if it was St. Nick. He was naked, painted red, and had a large frame, and he whistled and shouted and looked like he was in pain. On closer inspection, he wore a necklace made of silver spoons. He had a tied rope around his waist that connected six wild raccoons. He screamed their names in English, on Cancer and Nixon, on Vomit, on Stupid, on Bomber and Blitzen, to the top of the tree, to the top of the moon, now dash away, or I will replace you with a balloon. As chipmunks that before the wild hurricanes fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the moon the raccoons they flew, with a sack filled with beef jerky and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard in the trees the raccoons screeching in the breeze. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down a tree St. Nicholas came with a bound. He smelled of rotten meat from his head to his toes, and he had no clothes except for a pair of ill-fitting pantyhose. A bundle of beef jerky he had flung on his back, and he looked like a hobo just opening up his pack. His eyes didn't see straight, his beard long and hairy. His teeth were missing, his nose as red as a cherry. Both of his knuckles were tattooed with the word meth, and the beard of his chin was as black as death. A glass pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had an angry face and a stretch mark covered belly that shook when he laughed. His breath was sure smelly. He was chubby and plump, an angry old elf, and I got scared when I saw him, almost pissed myself. He gave me a handful of jerky, a nod of his head, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled my stocking with plenty of dried beef jerk. I asked if he was St. Nick, and he said to call him Jerry, and to tell no one that he was a magical raccoon fairy. He laid his finger aside of his nose, snorted white powder, he began to shake, the raccoons got louder. He gave me a nod, he cleaned off his nose, packed up his sack, and up the pine tree he rose. He tugged at his rope, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like a raccoon missile. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out in the night, "Happy Christmas to all, now who wants to fight?" Thank you. I'm John Trenton, I'm poet of the Pine Barrens, and I wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
There you have it, John Trenton with The Pines Before Christmas. You can catch him and all the other fun over at Prove It All Night every Saturday from 9 to midnight over at WFMU.org. Congrats to John Solomon on another great 25 hours of Christmas, and a Merry Christmas to all of you.